Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Anne-Marie, it's so great to have you in the house. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
Doing great. Especially now that you're here. I'm like, Anne-Marie, we're...
Like take your kid to school day.
I know, right? We've partied together. We've had so much fun together. We both are Philadelphia moms of, you know, teenage boys, right? And you have given my son some great advice too. Like don't marry a woman unless she's a conservative and has your values. They still quote you.
One of her mission statements.
I told my girlfriend's son that and he didn't listen and now he learned. So it's good advice.
It's good advice. So Anne-Marie says, you know, you can you can do some heavy, kissing, but that's with somebody who's, you know, a liberal, but that's it.
Heavy kissing?
I don't know. I'm trying to clean it up.
She's cleaning it up here. Dan, this is a lot different than being in my kitchen with my cat vomiting in the background.
I mean, we can bring the cat in and start vomiting if you want.
My cat vomited, Dawn, on the air.
That is the funniest thing ever. That is a viral video. So before we talk about Italy, and we've got some videos and have some fun with that, you're somebody who you believe in giving back, and you are part of an incredible real event that everybody here listening at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT can join in on to make it a little brighter holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, for children in need. Can you tell us about it, Anne-Marie?
Sure. This year we're working with St. Chris Hospital for Kids. We're going to fill the Eagles bus. The Eagles bus is owned by Jimmy Harvey. He owns Harvey's Burger Bar at 8100 Roosevelt Boulevard. And on December 22nd from 1 to 5, we are going to just have, you can drive up, you can walk up. There's going to be a great Santa there. We have a Santa that looks, you know, he's an amazing Santa. And I heard now it's hard to get pictures with Santa. So these are free. Mm-hmm. We would like you to bring a toy. It's not necessary, but we would like you to bring a toy. We're getting the Grinch. We have an order in to hopefully get Swoop. We're not sure. Any Eagles personalities out there would like to stop by, we would absolutely love it. Our intent is to fill. It's a school bus converted to an Eagles bus, and our intent is to fill it and stuff it solid with toys for the kids for St. Chris's Hospital for Kids.
And this is so important because, you know, we forget about it maybe. Maybe it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But a lot of kids, sick kids, are going to spend the holiday season in the hospital, right? And they can't get home, and maybe the parents have traveled, and, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah, and you know, Dawn, I'm learning. The team at St. Chris is amazing, and I'm learning it's even more than just the sick kids. You know, sometimes you have a healthy sibling that's sitting there day in and day out, and it might be that child's birthday, or maybe the child gets released the day or two before Christmas, and there's a family of two or three at home. They help the whole family, not just the child that's sick.
So, how did you get involved with this?
I've been doing a lot of community events for years. You know, we do Father Judge, St. Hubert stuff. We've done toy drives in the past. The Harveys, actually, both their girls have cystic fibrosis. Their grandson has cystic fibrosis. So it was their request to do St. Chris this year. And I called St. Chris, and they were just amazing. They hopped right on board. They put me in touch with their marketing team. And it's been a great ride so far. I'm hoping this day is a success. We're praying for great weather. The whole event is outside. On the inside that day, we actually have a holiday blues festival going on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Joey Alves and his team of all blues bands, and they play all day, and that's also all the proceeds that will go to St. Christopher's Hospital.
They play
also
blues Christmas music?
They play blues Christmas. They play, it's actually really fun. I'm not into the blues, but I still have a great time doing it. They come on, and there's about 8 bands that play during the course of a day, and it's really a good vibe. It's just fun.
So just to be clear, this is not Blue Christmas with Elvis.
No, it's
Linda
not.
Kearns. This is blues.
It's the blues. Yeah.
The blues. Fun. Mm. I love it. And so if somebody can't get over there, is there a website they can find more information and even donate, you know, if they can't physically go that day?
We have a lot of stuff up on Facebook. Okay. If you go to either Gallo Seafood or Harvey's Burger Bar, they're the same building. Everything is up on their Facebook page, rather. And there, you can drop toys off at Gallo's or Harvey's Burger Bar at any time. You can drop toys off at my office. There's a few businesses that I have listed on my page also that they can get to, and I can give them to Dan. My friends at the Black Taxi.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can give that to Dan for the list of where they can drop off toys, and all the toys will end up on the bus on the 22nd.
This is awesome. So let's talk about Italy.
Oh.
So we were in southern Italy, and now you're booked, right?
We are booked. We are booked.
So I guess this thing is booking up. So, because I got it. They're like,
are you going again, Anne-Marie?
I am. She talked me into it. I don't know. Every day,
so
Dan,
fun.
When I'm slaving at work, I just hear her go on about Rapallo and Cinque Terre. And I'm like, all right, Bob, book it.
And yeah, Romina's going to be back. So for the last trip, what were your favorite things about the last trip?
Well, you doing the Eagles chant, getting it wrong, was one of them. I mean, that was great.
E-A-G-L-E. Wait, again.
E-A-G-L-E. It's so embarrassing.
E-A-G-L-E.
Little wine, little chanting.
A lot of wine,
a little
wine.
Chanting.
Were you standing on a table there, Dawn?
She was up on a podium or something.
Yeah.
She was up on a concrete slab.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. One more time, I'm going to run there.
So much fun. So much fun. Way too much fun.
So much fun. My favorite place, we talk about this all the time, was just that little town of Conversano. It was so charming, and it really grew on me so nice. Like, the food, the people, the passeggiata, I think it was called, the passeggiata.
Language.
Well, the passeggiata is when all the Italians come out after dinner and actually just take a stroll. And it was grandparents and parents. And it just reminded me when I was a little kid and we were always with our grandparents, my Italian side of the family. It was so nice.
Yeah, it was. That's just it. The memories of just being in these. And you feel like nobody, you didn't see a lot of tourists in some of the little places that we went to. So that was authentic. I did love. How did we start singing Volare? How did that? I'm trying to remember why.
At the winery?
Yeah.
I think because we just sang it a lot. And I think the wine helped.
It was like the Eagles chant.
Well,
everybody knows
the
it.
The one, Pollyanna Amar, had
the statue.
The statue.
That's right.
Of the man who sang the song. And I think Romina had us practicing all week for when we got there.
No, did she really?
I believe she did.
Like, were you singing in the bus?
We sang on the bus. It was like a big class trip.
Yeah, it was like, it was kind of like a Dr. Seuss, you know, on the bus, in the house, in the winery.
They nonstop ran us. It is an exhausting trip. It's a fun trip. It's a great trip. You see a lot. The tour guides are amazingly knowledgeable. Dawn sat in the back with her kids because they wanted to be in the back, but we sat in the front.
Well, then sometimes Ken would say, come up front.
Yeah.
And I'd sit up with you and Bob.
We sat in the front, and Romina just gave us an incredible history lesson on everything. She's so knowledgeable. It's amazing.
I do have the video of the Volare if you want to see that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I sent them.
Una musica dolce soltanto stavamo per.
There we are. I mean, this sounds pretty
Michael.
Good.
There's Michael.
There's my Michael.
It's really not a bad rendition, I gotta say.
See?
Well, Dan, so the three girls dancing were Italian girls that came up, and they were absolutely stunning. So if you notice where Michael positioned himself, he's right there so that he can see the three girls.
Yes.
That were absolutely stunning, and they were having a blast. And David, I think, is on the other side of them.
Yeah.
David was in love all week.
He was.
Yeah.
He's the younger one.
Did he find anybody,
though? David was like,
does he have like an Italian?
Look, we don't ask, we don't tell in Italy. But no, they both noticed, as far as anywhere you went, the women of all generations, but the young women, you know, here they're in like hoodies and sweats and pajamas. In Italy,
there they are.
You see them? The women are always like heels, dressed up, you know?
You know when it panned over? Anne-Marie sent this over yesterday, and I had previewed it just to make sure there was no curse words or anything. And when it panned over, I pulled over Henry. I said, next time they go to Italy, Henry, you better go. I'm a married man, so it doesn't do anything for me. But.
Yeah, that's right. But just gorgeous people, great food, just a blast.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
It was a great time. And Larry kept us on our toes the whole entire time.
It's one of those things where, you know, I don't know what it is about.
Oh, there's Larry.
There he is. Oh, I see him.
Yeah
this is by the statue.
Hey, Larry.
That was the day my shoe broke. Brand new shoe, and it broke.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Please like and subscribe if you want to see this video. Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, Anne-Marie, about like conservatives right now. I think we were galvanized by, I don't know, so much in the media and just the attitude. But it just felt like some of us had obviously met over the years, but some of us had never met in person before. And to come together, and I just felt like we had this incredible camaraderie and friendship, and we've all like kept in touch. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's funny, we had a similar experience on Saturday night in Cape May.
You
were
did?
Down at the Congress Hall, and we were in the piano bar, and somebody requested "Proud to Be an American" by Lee Greenwood, and all of a sudden the whole place cheered, and everybody started doing the Trump dance, and except for a group of girls who looked like they were going to have a heart attack.
They had purple hair.
Yeah, they didn't have purple hair, but they wanted to shout their abortion or something. I don't know. But, oh gosh. Anyway, they had their lips like curled up, but everybody else was looking at each other, and all of a sudden, everybody started talking to each other afterwards. You know, and it was a good time, and it's connecting people, and I think the people who were afraid to speak out are now not so afraid to speak out.
Well, especially don't you feel with conservative women? I mean, as you're somebody as a professional, you know, a professional woman in Philadelphia, have you lost business?
I think I've lost a few people, and I'm okay with that. I actually am. I'm okay with that because for every one person I lose, I gain about five.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you come in my office, unless I give you a high sign that says you can't say anything, you're good. I mean, we have a lot of police officers, firemen, a lot of teachers, believe it or not.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers, and they're petrified to say anything at school.
And that's so wrong, too.
What fascinates me when I talk to Anne-Marie, too, on this topic is she has such a diverse clientele that she speaks to people from all walks of life, whether that's racial, economic. And Anne-Marie, you tell me that you were surprised to hear, even through the entire lead up to the election, it didn't matter the color of the skin or how much they made. It seemed a lot of people were leaning towards Trump, huh?
Nope, it was a lot of people. It was surprising because people would say it to me. I think they just got the vibe from me and they would say, "I can't wait till Trump wins." And I'm thinking, gosh, you're Spanish, or you're a young woman, or you're, you know, and I'm like, this isn't fitting the demographic. And I saw it a lot. I mean, there are some, even my diehard Democrats, and I say that my union Democrats have come in.
Old school.
Yep. I honestly think they breathed a sigh of relief because they couldn't vote for him, but they didn't want her.
Right.
So I think they just couldn't vote for him, but they didn't not want him. So they were relieved.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of relief and a lot of, you know, closet non-conservatives who, like you're saying, either voted for Trump or just abstained altogether but hoped and prayed for Trump.
Yeah.
So, and just a change in the culture. So for this, first of all, are you thinking about going to the actual inauguration on January 20th?
No, I probably won't go to Washington. The last time he won, we went down the Union League. I got invited, and they had a replica inaugural ball there, and it was great. I don't think I'm going to be invited to that this year, so I'm trying to get one of my friends who owns a catering hall. I'm seeing if he'll plan inauguration, and he said he would. So, you know, maybe a casual one, and just have some appetizers and, you know,
that'd be
drinks.
Fun.
It would be fun because it's just a fun time. I mean, if you've been to a Trump rally, it's a fun time.
Yes.
Even voting, you know, I'm one of the ones that stood out for 5 hours in line voting.
And then stood in line for your mom.
Yeah, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. We were having fun and talking.
Oh, man, there goes the power again. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll
we're having weird power outages. It's the Russians, Anne-Marie.
I'll tell you, it's me. Every time I go anywhere, lights turn off. It's the strangest thing. My son believes me, but Bobby doesn't. So, and now it's just the lights turned off in here. So, it just happens.
So, if you're just joining us on 1210, Anne-Marie's a longtime caller, longtime listener of all our shows, and, you know, joins us and struck up a deep friendship with Dawn. And I, Emery, I'm wondering, you're talking about voting. I know you have an area of New Jersey. I don't know if you're comfortable sharing it, but there is a situation where there is a long, long line of voters who are out there till 2, 3 a.m. and a pizza company came. Were you involved directly with getting that pizza company out there to help those voters?
No, my neighbors, if there was a way, if there was a will, they had a way. I told you, Dan, my neighbors are diehard partiers. They party through Halloween. They party through everything. And you had them on the air at about midnight and they were having the time of their life. They were having so much fun. They did get pizzas delivered. I believe one of the pizza places just sent pizzas over. And even just recently with the fires that I had at my house, the next day, a pizza place got in touch with me through all this, you know, being on the radio and running some websites and whatnot. And they said, how do we get pizzas to the firemen? I think it's just our neighborhood. We have a really nice neighborhood.
That's so nice to hear.
Yeah, we have a really nice neighborhood. We have a Halloween parade and everybody kind of pulls a cart and, you know, has food and drinks in it. And it's just a good time.
And so for you, I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, I was going to change the subject, so if you want to continue, I'm sorry. I just had another question about something else here.
Were you going to ask about the fire?
No, I was going to ask about the crime in Mayfair.
Oh.
Oh, well, Dan, that's actually how I started. Dom called one of my friends who he somehow knew me, and after Sean Toomey got killed, and I went off on Fox 29 and about Mayor Kenny and Danielle, what was her name,
Outlaw.
And Krasner. And that's when Dom called and said, you know, we want to have you on. And right now, I was talking to some 15th District cops yesterday, and the crime is slightly better.
Okay.
It's also a little colder, and that does change when it's cold. We have some nuisance businesses that, you know, are getting shut down. We did have a dead rat on our street yesterday. I have a picture of it.
That's a good thing, though, if that's what you're complaining about.
I have a picture, yeah. I mean, I used to complain about trash. I will give Sherelle, you know, kudos where she deserves them. She does get the trash picked up off the streets every Friday night because Saturday mornings, the Frankfurt Avenue was as clean as can be again. So that kind of stuff I see is better. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stores that aren't open right now. And we you know, we need the business. We need the flow. You need the people. We just had a good, successful parade, from what I understand. I wasn't there. The Christmas parade, the Thanksgiving Day parade, rather. And I was at the tree lighting, and the tree lighting was nice. It was very nice.
Yeah, I love it. It's a shame because Philadelphia is a world-class city, such a beautiful city. And because, you know, we work here, so, you know, coming into downtown and seeing all the decorations, the Chinese Lantern Festival, I cannot get my relatives to come into the city.
Sad. Same here.
It makes me sad. Just I wanted to update, you know, for those of you who don't remember the Sean Toomey, I know you probably do, but he was the 15-year-old boy who was murdered. He was just unloading a case of water from the family car on the 6200 block of Mulberry Street, and that was March of 2022. Yeah. And I followed one of the accused thugs you know, on Instagram and some of that trial. It was just some of the, you know, they were being held on the murder charges, but
how's John doing?
The two accused were 17-year-olds charged with his murder. That was June of 2022. You think of Sean Toomey's family this Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
His father's taken this really hard and it's really taken a toll on his health. You know, he's very disheveled sometimes, and I see him. I hate to say that, John. I'm sorry, but you know he's a mess. How could he not be? And you know he was sitting. I got the whole story. They were sitting in the house, and you know Sean was on the couch, and John was on the phone. And he said, "Sean, run out and get the case of water or whatever." And Sean went out and never came back in. And that honestly, it's affected me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been back to back neighbors for 32 years. And even though I didn't know Sean because he was kind of a kid that stayed in the house, I knew John's parents, his sister. I knew John. And, you know, the car is still there. He won't move the car.
Oh, my God.
So the car is still there. I have to ride by it every day. His next door neighbors, who were wonderful people, Sandy and John, they moved. They couldn't take it. They had to leave. I think Sean actually died on their lawn or was shot on their lawn.
Yeah.
And he died in the hospital after they donated his organs. But, you know, people who are always there and been there. You know, I have Chickie and Pete's on the end of my block mm-hmm. and the original. And, you know, it used to be a happy place. It used to be people outside, standing outside and hanging out. And back in the heyday, you know, that little bar was packed. And now there's a sadness every morning when I turn the corner and it's a lime green car and it's sitting still in the same exact spot as that night. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
But you get it, you know, because once you move that car, there's a finality to it.
Yes.
You know, and
And they go to trial, I believe, on March 17th. And I know I talked to Dan. I think John wants somebody from the station to go with him, you know, to report, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can go that day since I've been instrumental in, you know, speaking out about this. That I was with Bill McSwain 5 weeks ahead of time on my own sidewalk talking about the crime. And I had said before the end of summer, somebody's going to get killed. And it was 5 weeks later.
But the fact that this was postponed, this happened in March of 2022. And the fact that they kept, you know, the preliminary hearing for these two 17-year-olds, obviously who aren't 17 anymore, but it was, you know, they kept moving the hearing and moving these proceedings. And so it'll be 3 years almost to the day.
Yeah. And in some ways, Dawn, I don't mind that because the kid who didn't pull the trigger, would he have been out sooner than 3 years? So I'm kind of happy that he's still in there. You know, and he's the one with the social media account.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about that.
That's the one.
Is he
the
still
other
posting?
You know, I think something switched. I haven't been watching as much.
Yeah.
Just a little backstory there. The kid is in jail and somehow popped up with a social media.
A huge
account.
Instagram following, yeah. by the way.
Huge Instagram. Well, they were rappers. The one kid, the one that did not pull the trigger, they had this rap thing. And I actually found at one point, right after Sean was killed, they went down to Miami. And they were partying like rock stars down there.
God.
You know, so we have this whole thing going on in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood shook. There's a father shook. There's an aunt shook, a sister shook. And these kids were, you know, sitting on top of Jeep Gladiators, giving peace signs and whatnot. And, you know, and when you look back at the Instagram prior to the incident, this kid had Gucci and Louis Vuitton and... And I don't even know. So many designer outfits and designer bags and designer everything. And I'm thinking, what parent doesn't see this coming in their house and say, where are you getting this? Where are you getting this?
Yeah.
So, you know, they held up somebody at the ATM earlier that was not effective. And then they got Sean. And Sean was 6 foot tall. So he did not look 15 years old.
It's just tragic. What's your, as far as your holiday tradition, you know, you mentioned going to Congress Hotel.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Philadelphia holiday tradition?
Oh, boy. Well.
Putting you on the spot here.
Oh, boy.
Trying to end on a.
Well, for the last few years, I've been wrapped up with a lot of the Mayfair stuff with the parades and the tree lighting and whatnot. And that's fun because I always get to see, you know, people. But usually I'm running around at Christmas time. So I have everybody at my house. We will have about 20 to 30 people at my house on Christmas Day. And, you know, we play games and have fun. And anybody who, you know, doesn't have a place to go that I know, not all your listening area, but they come. You know, I've had a few nurses who don't have
bring
any
wine.
Family. And yeah, you know, if they bring wine, then maybe I'll let them in. But, you know, so, but we have, and like my neighbors, their kids live in Florida and Ohio, so they don't always want to travel. They're in their 80s. They come over. We have a big crew, and it's fun. There's usually either a fight or some fun, and that's just the way it goes, but, you know.
Let me ask you, is it overrated? Because I love it. I think it's just nostalgia because I did it so many times as a kid, but I still look forward to doing it. And we don't do it every year, but when we do it, it's always nice. It's that Dickens Village over at Macy's for Wanamakers with the light show that's on the big wall.
Yeah, I did that a couple of years ago with my friends. It was nice. You know, I grew up right in Fairmount, so I grew up on 25th Street. We used to walk down all this stuff when I was a kid. So, you know, some of it, I guess now I'm trying to see some new things. Like we went to historic Smithville. We're trying to take a different place.
Smithville's great.
Every year. But my son was born on Christmas Day. We always say Daniel came down my chimney at 3:30. So because he was born at 3:30 to 3:31. So, yeah, he came down my chimney at 3:30.
Wow.
But,
which will lead us to a lot of chimney jokes with Bob on the next Italy trip. Bob the Chimney Sweep. That's my new nickname for him.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh.
But I'm pumped. Oh, listen, I love you, girl.
Love you, too.
We'll continue to promote your great event. You're just a beautiful person.
Thank you. It's going to be a fun event. Like I said, it benefits St. Christopher's Hospital for Kids. So I keep saying kids. I like saying kids instead of children. But, you know.
There, see.
This is Bob singing.
This is Bob's new theme song.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's going to love this.
Hilarious.
Anne Marie, thank you, my dear.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks, Dan.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.